from standardbredcanada.ca. This is a special edition of Trot Radio, the Hall of Fame series, as we take a look at the inductees into this year's Hall of Fame. The ceremony is taking place August 15th. And if there was a better way to go into the hall, this outstanding trainer has done it this way. How about going in with a world record holder? Carl Jameson sent out War We Needy in the limbs of the William R. Houghton last week. That pacer went the mile in a world record tying 146-4. Carl enters the hall in the trainer-driver category, and he joins me today on this special edition of Trot Radio, the Hall of Fame series. Carl Jameson, welcome. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, Don.
Carl, as I said from the outset, it's got to feel really great to go in just as War We Needy is back in form. It really does feel good, I would think, considering the kind of year he had last year with all the terrible luck.
Yeah, really great that got that record. I mean, it's nice to get that big record on him. And last year he had just a lot of mishaps that shouldn't happen, but that's just bad luck. But he's already come back to himself this year, and everything's going great.
Now, on behalf of racing fans everywhere, I want to thank you and others like you that have decided to keep the good horses on the track past stage three. I think it's doing wonders for the game.
Yeah, I think it's working out pretty good, too. There's a lot of big races, a lot of money out there for age horses. Yeah. And they're like, you put them in them classes, anyone can win. There are a lot of great horses that have been up that are racing.
Yeah, and it keeps the fan interest alive.
Yeah, it does.
Before it was a little like the CFL where, fans couldn't really get too attached to a team because their favorite players were moving around all the time. But that's for another day. Did you change anything about War We Needy's training regimen at the beginning of the year? Because he did start out on fire when he took the first leg of the Aquarius.
No, we just had unfortunate bad luck and post resistance and stuff starting out. And he paced like in 47 and changed. I think it was the second start, and it's just a big mile for first start of the year, that early in the year. Mm-hmm. And then he got drawn bad post stuff, so we just kind of trying to space him out so he can last all year. He can't race every race,
right?
So we give him some breaks here and there, and
sure. Try
to hit the right ones.
We were lucky enough to see him perform here at Rideau Carlton Raceway in the Ontario Sire Stakes as a two-year-old, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Now that he's four, is there less pressure to have him perform up to absolute peak standards like the expectations were at three?
I don't know. I think it's more now because they're going faster and you got better competition, I should say, because the three-year-old, he was pretty well up there by himself, except for a couple of the horses, so... It's tougher right now than for him because age horses race against a 4-year-old, and that's a tough step for a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been doing really well, so other than bad post, which really makes a big difference.
He's tied the world record, which will alone make him great stud material. So the question has to be asked: what's ahead for War We Needy, and how much faster do you think he can go? Will you be perhaps putting him in a time trial or anything to enhance his stud value?
I never even thought of the time trial. We haven't done that this many years anymore, time trials. But I really think that he can go a little bit faster if things right, conditions right, and post system and whatever. So. Maybe it'll happen this weekend. Who knows?
You never know. We'll see what happens.
He was going away last week in that race. So, I mean, in 46 and 4. He wasn't, down at the wire. He was going on. So.
Yeah. Let's talk about the path that brought you to the Hall of Fame.
My dad always had horses, and his dad had horses, and we had horses all our life.
At the beginning, you had a partner, as I recall, who was very good at pedigree reading and could spot a potential good one. Tell us about him.
I was more of a friend than a partner that studied breeding and stuff and taught me what he picked up. And it's a lot of breeding. People don't even realize it, how much important that is. But he taught me something about it every year. Didn't think I was learning anything until he died, killed in the car accident. And then I put it all together and been doing great ever since, I guess, and before. So,
what was the horse that you think really put Carl Jameson on the map and really got your career kicked into gear?
I think likely on the, especially in the Sire Stakes, was Miracle Ellington Colleen. I bought her at the yearling sale, ended up racing her three-legged three made about $800,000, and I think she was the one. And Cup Racing Whipped Cream after that. I mean, just every year we had end up having a good sire, like failure, cold or something, and it worked out real good.
Well, it certainly has worked out for you. Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes when you remind yourself that you're going into the Hall, a living Hall of Famer? How does that feel?
That's pretty nice. That's a pretty good accomplishment for anybody to be able to do that. It's a super, super feeling.
Yeah, and you still got a lot of racing ahead, so that's got to feel great.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're not quite done yet, but we're getting up there.
Thinking about slowing down anytime soon?
Well, we've been kicking that around for the last few years, at least in numbers anyway.
Well, you're a Maritimer. You guys are built tough, you know.
That's true.
Carl Jamison, this has been a real pleasure, as always, talking to you. Congratulations on your induction into the Hall of Fame. Best of luck with War We Needy and with Up the Credit, for that matter. Good luck in all your endeavors.
Well, thank you very much.